It's a fairly lazy morning, and I'm laying behind you, my arms wrapped right around you, so I'm being your big spoon, and you're being the little spoon for a change of pace. And our breathing is nice and relaxed, just slowly waking up from the peaceful night's sleep from the night before. But I stir a little and wake up a little before you, and I catch a glimpse of your peaceful sleeping face, and it brings a smile to my own face, because seeing you so peaceful and so at ease like that, with no worries, nothing on your mind, brings me peace and happiness, and it's wonderful. And I can tell that your breathing quickens just a little as you lay next to me, sort of in one of those sleeps that's an in and out kind of sleep where you sort of fade in and out of consciousness. And instead of being a little more nervous and hesitant like the usual me, I decide to shake things up a little, and you always do so much for me, so it's only fair that I give you something that you really want. So I lightly shake you, a little disappointed that I'm gonna have to risk not seeing more of that wonderful sleeping face of yours, but very, very eager to treat you to a special little surprise on this lazy morning. And your eyes meet mine, and you immediately give me that sleepy but content smile, and I nod, and I bring my head down, and my lips meet yours for a moment, just giving you a light, brief kiss. Very gentle, very soft. Now, I said that we had a peaceful night's sleep, but the truth is, I'm not so sure that my dream was peaceful. In my dream, we were together, and we were doing all kinds of things together, but they were not peaceful things. They were passionate, they were charged, they were intense in their own way, and I couldn't help but wake up with somewhat damp panties as a result of that. And as you stretch and raise your arms up, and you're still laying there, but you're stretching out about ready to sit up, and I can't help but notice that you also have a bit of a damp spot on your panties too, right at the crotch. And giving you a slightly more playful smirk than I could usually ever muster, I bring my lips to yours again. First, just slight, playful little kisses before progressing into deeper, more intense kisses. Our tongues just lightly meeting one another before just wrapping around one another. The sounds of our passionate kissing just resounding within the room. Our room. I lay on top of you. And after a while, we pull away and break the kiss. And of course, I crave to feel your kisses again, but there's something else I crave, more importantly. And that is the taste of you. I want nothing more than to worship your beautiful body. That beautiful pussy between your legs. So, I start kissing your neck, occasionally letting my tongue trail along it. I want nothing more than to hear you whimper, and it doesn't take very long for you to start sighing and letting out a little whimper here and there as my tongue and mouth works its way down your neck to your chest. And while that tank top you wore to bed looked wonderful on you, I would rather lay my eyes on something else, much more magnificent, beneath that shirt. So I bring my hands to the hem of your shirt, pulling them over your head, pulling that shirt over your head, and the very thing I wanted to see is right before my eyes. Your breasts just already, your nipples are so hard for me, I can't help but look into your eyes and smile at you once again, very pleased that I got you that worked up so quickly. Although that foreplay within our dreams definitely helped speed that process up, I could imagine. And not wanting to wait, I take one of your hard nipples into my mouth, gently rolling my tongue around it, sucking at it, while the other, my finger rolling your nipple beneath it, sometimes taking my thumb and forefinger and just very carefully rolling it between them. Not quite pinching it, just very careful rolling. Don't want to hurt you, or at the very least, don't want to hurt you too much. But this morning I'm not in a rough mood. I just want to pamper you, take good care of you. That's exactly what I do. I alternate to the other nipple, taking it in my mouth, giving it the same passionate licking and sucking I gave to the other. But it doesn't take very long for your hips to start squirming beneath me, and I know precisely what you want to feel, because it's the exact thing that I woke up for and was craving right away. The taste of your pussy. I kiss my way down your stomach, and I, along the way down, sort of start to tease a little, kissing each hip, then kissing your thighs, spreading your legs a little wider so I can get my head right between your legs. And I can't help but notice how wet the panties that you're wearing got. And it really turns me on to see that. Knowing that I could bring you to that state so easily. My mouth waters at the sight. And as much as I want to taste the skin directly, I decide to take my time a little. It's not worth rushing it after all. So, I bring my face to that damp spot and I press my lips right against it just very, very carefully. A light kiss. Very similar to the light kiss we started our day off with. Only this time it's not on your lips, but your lower lips. And they are equally eager for that kiss. I bring my tongue out a little to lick at that damp spot, and I can taste the wonderful flavor of your juices through the fabric. And it takes so much self-control not to just rip those panties right off you. So instead, I pull them to the side. I get a good view at your swollen, aroused pussy. And it doesn't take very long for my head to just fucking dive between your legs. My lips, my tongue working their magic all over your lips to start, carefully working their way up to that sensitive clit. And I swirl my tongue around your clit very gently, just right around it, not quite on it, just right around it, making you squirm. So that your hips try to meet the movements of my tongue so that it's right where you want it, right on your clit. But I decide to tease you a little bit more because teasing you is quite a joy. It's hard to resist moving my tongue down to where that wetness starts. And just barely, I let the very tip of my tongue rest right at your entrance. Just tasting you. Not going very far, just tasting you, feeling it carefully, just feeling it, just wrapping around my tongue, and it feels amazing, but I think you've had enough of my teasing, haven't you? I bring my tongue up to your clit, just start licking it and sucking it. Your hands start to move down so that they're right on my head. You run your fingers through my hair, you grab at my hair. I start to lick and suck more and more intensely until your breathing gets more intense and your legs start to shake a little, and I can tell exactly at that moment that you're about to come so fucking hard from my mouth. So I eagerly slurp you up, tasting you, just letting my mouth go crazy, just letting my tongue explore your folds, explore your clit even more, sucking at you, licking you, everything it takes for you to reach that peak of your pleasure. And it tastes so wonderful when you do come. I can feel some of that wetness that comes out onto my tongue, and it tastes so fucking good. I can't help but swallow it a little too, because it's just that amazing. Makes me want to drink you up all morning, quite frankly. Of course, we don't have all morning to do that, but if we did, I certainly wouldn't mind doing it again and again. So instead, once we've cooled down a little and had time to calm down and from that afterglow, I pull you close to me. I give you another kiss. And you don't quite mind the taste of you on my lips, if anything. It's one of the best parts about kissing you after one of us has eaten the other's pussy, because we can just taste what we do to the other, and it's amazing. I pull you close once more, giving you a nice tight squeeze, nice hug. And then I look you in the eye and I tell you good morning. And then our day really starts.